Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with the former Giant. I still call him a former Giant, even though he's been other places since leaving San Francisco. You know, I was thinking about it driving in today, and I did want to talk with you. The trade to Cleveland, was that a shock for you?
You know, at the time, it was a little bit of a shock. I didn't expect that to happen. I had really no indication of something like that going to happen. But I can understand it. You know, you've got a couple of guys that are playing on your club, and you got to keep one of them. And the other guy's name just happens to be Bonds, and that's probably a pretty good idea to keep him. But there was a lot made of it. I thought that I would, had hoped that I'd stay with the Giants, but it didn't happen. But everybody associated with the Giant organization, the people of San Francisco, have always been great to me, and so I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, Matt Williams with us. You know, I was thinking also, every time you come back, you get a nice ovation.
It is nice. They're fantastic fans in the Bay Area with great tradition, and they don't soon forget. And so, they've had a pretty good run a couple years out of the last three, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the fans and happy for the organization that they got to where they wanted to get to. Now we're going to try to knock them off a little bit.
Well, you're not doing a bad job so far. Matty, in 94, that was the year that, if the year would have continued, maybe 60 home runs. Maybe. Reflect back on that, and how did you see the ball? How did all that happen?
Well, you know, I don't know that I saw it any differently. It's, you know, I look at that year and I say to myself, did you really have a great year? Well, no, my batting average wasn't great, and I didn't have a whole bunch of doubles. It just seemed that the ball that I hit would just get over the fence. It's one of those years, and you know, I never really got close to anything like that again. So it was one of those special times. But I've been asked the question a lot about, do you regret going on strike? And yeah, I was one of those guys that signed my name to the piece of paper. So, and there were guys before me, certainly, and before them that had to make some sacrifices to make the game better, you know, from a player standpoint. And I was on board. So it was fun. I don't know if I had ever got there. And, you know, at that point, there really wasn't a whole lot of press about it because everybody was talking about the impending strike. So I flew under the radar a little bit.
All right. Well, 44, right? I think 44?
Okay. 43, yeah.
43.
Yeah.
All right. I gave you one extra one. It bounced over the fence.
Yeah,
we gave Matt Williams one extra one. All right. Your name comes up a lot on young players who learn to hit in the big leagues because you went back and forth a couple of times.
Yeah.
We see with Brandon Belt, with Crawford, all sorts of young Giant players.
Yeah.
You always come up as sort of the guidepost to say, take your time.
Yeah, I was fortunate to have a lot of support. You know, I was, if you will, I was Al Roseman's project he was going to make me a hitter, and Dusty was going to make me a hitter. And, you know, it just takes some time sometimes for them to get comfortable, one. Two, to learn themselves what they can and can't do, and certainly to learn the league and become comfortable with the guys they're going to face on an everyday basis. But I think you know, both Brandons have done fantastic. They've both had some times where they struggle a little bit, but they've also had some really good success. We like to see their success when they're not playing us, of course. But those guys are two examples of guys that have learned to do it at this level, and now they're starting to succeed and starting to see the fruits of their labor.
Did you get discouraged, though, and going back and forth?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I mean, you go out there every night and get it handed to you. It's not fun, and it's not why you initially started to play the game. But understanding, too, that I had time to, as long as the Giants had enough patience with me, I had time to learn it, and eventually I did. And I was fortunate, though. I was fortunate to be in a lineup where the focus wasn't me. It was Will, or it was Kevin Mitchell, or it was Barry, or it was Robbie, or Candy Maldonado, or Hackman, or any of those guys. I was kind of the extra guy, which was a good situation to be in because I could learn. And they would carry the heavy load for us.
Matt Williams, what a pleasure to talk with you. What turned it around for you? Was there a moment you said, all right, that pitcher I'm swinging at out of the strike zone, I'm not going to swing at it anymore?
Yeah, there was a moment in Montreal. I had a bad night the night before, and Dusty told me, meet me in the cage at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and I did, and he said, okay, let's figure out, instead of trying to do something that you're not comfortable doing, let's figure out what you do best. So I moved up on the plate, and I decided to pull the baseball because that's what I do, and kind of dictated the game from there. And the very next year, I had success, and you know, that was probably the turning point. But it was a lot of struggle on Dusty's part to stay with me, and finally convince me to do what I do and let it all hang out and see what would happen. And it was a lot of fun from there on out.
Well, it sure was. You had a great career. What was draft day like for you? UNLV, number one pick out of there?
It was hectic. The draft happened. The Giants called and said that we've taken you third in the country. And then the negotiations started. And I went fishing for 2 weeks. And so that was the most difficult part about it. I just simply wanted to go get started and start playing. That process had to play itself out. So I went fishing for a little while and got it out of my system and came back and started in Everett, Washington. And that was the start of 10 years of joy in my life and playing for that organization.
Yeah, a lot of people say for a young man, now you're a college young man and you traveled a little bit, UNLV, heck, a busy town.
Yeah.
Was it a shock to go in professional baseball to a town where you hadn't been before and get into that life?
Well, you know, you're in college, it's one thing, but to really be out on your own, that's a test. And, you know, so, you know, for me at 21 years old, it was hard. I can imagine kids that are 17 or 18 that have to do it, leaving home for the first time. But you know what? Since the time they were yay big, 5 or 6 years old, that's been their dream. So, you know, as a parent, you get to the point where you're a parent and you say, well, you got to let them spread their wings at some point. And if they want to do it, then they're going to be happy doing what they're doing. And God bless them. There's a lot of kids that got drafted yesterday and will continue to get drafted today and that are going to be able to fulfill that dream finally.
Well, I bet there's a lot of Mickey Mantle's fathers around who had to go and say, you know, you're not coming home, you're staying there.
Yeah, well, of course. There's a lot of those. But, you know, those moms that drive those kids around to all those games and pack the lunches and the bubble gum and all that and the dads that support and get off work early to come watch and all those things, they're part of that dream, too. So it's really exciting to see these kids and their reaction to getting drafted.
All right, one last thought for Matt Williams. Again, it's a pleasure to chat with him. Managing, you know, you're in the mix last winter. Yeah. I thought, hey, maybe he's going to get the job.
Well, you know, I was fortunate to get an opportunity to interview and got close, I think. So, you know, it's something I'd like to do. Who knows when the next opportunity will arise, but I enjoyed the process last year, and if somebody would, you know, like to talk to me again, I would certainly be up for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Matty. Thanks so much, as always. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.